This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour, Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado and talk a little CSU and Pac-12 with us this morning. Kevin, last year I asked you, since it was the last year in the Mountain West, and you want to set yourself up and look great in the Pac-12, and I think I asked you something along the lines of if that was the most important season in CSU history. Well, now I'm going to ask you the same thing. I mean, first year in the Pac-12, it's huge for everybody in the Pac-12. Does this feel, you know, Jim Mora, all that, does this feel like the most important season thus far in CSU history?
You know, I think it's hard to say in history. You know, that's obviously quite a big thing. You know, and retroactively, obviously, you can look at some of the really successful seasons and say, well, it could have been that. But yeah, I mean, given the state of college sports and the changes that have happened and almost certainly will continue to happen, this is a super critical time. I mean, CSU just can't keep losing and expect to, you know, reach the places they want to reach. And that's not just success. It's more, you know, it's the on-field success that leads to the other things, too. So, it's a super important season. I'm not really going to say biggest ever, but I think it's a huge one.
Yeah, it's pretty big for all of the new Pac-12 teams as well. You outlined this in your piece in the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, the most important Pac-12 non-conference games this upcoming season. This is big. I mean, this is when you talk about where the Pac-12 stands. Are they a power conference? Are they a group of conference? Are they somewhere in between? Well, if you can go out and have a good showing in your non-conference, that's the first step. Is it to prove that you are more of a power conference, this would be the first step.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I've said this before too, of, you know, one season shouldn't kind of dictate the national perception on if this new league works or doesn't work or whatever. But in a lot of ways, it will. And this new Pac-12 needs to have some big wins. And I kind of highlighted for every team sort of their biggest or maybe a couple biggest non-conference games. Now, that's not saying the Pac-12 needs to win all of them. Like, if Boise State loses at Oregon, you know, that's not a bad loss, obviously. But they need some big wins. They need some of the big, you know, I kind of call them head-to-head wins against other group of six conferences. And they need to line themselves up. I've said this a million times. Pac-12 needs to be lined up to get a team in the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the real mark there, too, is if you can get a team in the playoff, then you're certainly, and more often than not, then you're certainly deeper into those conversations, Kevin. Talk to us a bit about some of these non-conference games that specifically stick out to you with the rest of the Pac-12, but also CSU.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of going through the league, Boise State starts at Oregon, so, you know, 2 years ago when Boise made the playoff, their close loss at Oregon was honestly one of their top resume pieces, which is kind of funny to say about loss, but it is true. So that's a huge one. Then a week later, in some ways, I think this one is bigger. They host Memphis, and that's obviously a name that's been floated as a potential Pac-12 addition. It's, you know, from the American, which I think a lot of people think is kind of the top competitor with the pack as, you know, sort of the fifth best conference. And, you know, all those things combined, I think that's a big head-to-head game for the pack to win. So I think that's a really important one. CSU Wyoming, obviously locally that's huge, but I think for the conferences, whoever wins that, you know, if Wyoming wins, Wyoming and Mountain West people will be saying, ha ha ha, I told you so. And if CSU wins that, the pack kind of gets an early stake of like, see, we told you our league is much better than yours. So some of these just have bigger stakes than even normal. You know, Fresno State plays USC, which, again, you don't expect Fresno to win that. But if they do, that would be quite a statement of intent. San Diego State plays both UCLA and James Madison, another one of those group of six. So there's just a lot. When you look through the league, there's just every team has probably at least two that you can flag as kind of really important for the Pac-12.
You said it, too, with CSU specifically, that Wyoming game. It just feels a little bit different. It's weird. They're not in the same conference anymore, but at least for this season, this one feels like it's going to be more of a hated game. You know, it's always a hated game. Like, the two teams hate each other. All there's a bunch of sports hate here, but this one kind of feels like it's got a lot more juice than years past.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, we'll see what happens, you know, whatever. 4 years down the road, does some of the, you know, angst and animosity from the split disappear? And it's, you know, it's obviously always going to be a rivalry, but does it go back to, quote-unquote, normal? But this year, absolutely no doubt, there's extra juice in it for a lot of reasons. And you throw in that it's week one, and, you know, I've said it, I've written it, everything. It's going to have an unusually large impact on how each fan base feels about their team, either positive or negative for whoever wins.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. It's going to set the tone for the rest of the season early, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on who wins or loses that game. Kevin, we did a poll the other day just kind of trying to gauge the audience, like what's the most interesting program in our area, Wyoming included. And again, we, you know, my connection with you, I think we have more CSU people that follow me and follow my show than anything else. But I do think that it, you know, Jim Mora, his resume, the Pac-12, I do think CSU is the most interesting of all of them, at least close. CU is pretty interesting, too, because either you're going to get a story of redemption from Coach Prime, or it's going to be more of what we saw last year, and he might, you know, the deeper discussions are going to happen. But I don't think you can deny just how interesting this first season with Jim Mora and the Pac-12 is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly there's a group of social media followers who maybe would tell you about Boulder and the importance there. But yeah, I think just the unknown. I mean, we've talked about this before. I can talk myself pretty strongly into a whole bunch of different scenarios for CSU this year, because there's just so much uncertainty and both potential but also question marks. So yeah, we just don't know, and that makes this season so intriguing for so many reasons, is that, gosh, there are about a million ways it could go.
Yeah. Oh, no, there really is. Kevin, do we know, do we have camp dates yet or anything? Have you heard anything on that side?
I believe CSU is starting about August 5th. Haven't got the official schedule yet, but sometime kind of middle next week should be official day one as they prepare for that Wyoming game.
All right, man. I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see what this is all about. And honestly, just to learn more about, you know, what kind of team this is going to be with Jim Mora. You've done a great job of outlining, you know, the players and you know, giving us more insight to that. But there's still just a lot of unknown about CSU that we'll start to know more as we get into camp next season or
yeah,
next week.
I'm kind of writing a thing ahead of camp of some of the top questions facing CSU. And one of mine is just like, what's the identity? And sometimes I think kind of team identity as far as style can get overblown, but we really don't know. Is it, you know, is it going to be a run heavy, defensive dominant, pass heavy, quarterback run heavy? You know, there are just so many, again, unknowns. I keep using that word, but that's just what they are right now for us.
Yeah, and that's where I'm just chomping at the bit. Like, I mean, I was so excited with the Jim Mora news. I said it that day. Like, CSU went from the least interesting team in the Pac-12 to the most interesting team in the Pac-12, and then we had the Jim Mora press conference, and of course, a smattering of stories from you on this team. But yeah, it's kind of quiet right now. I'm ready to just get back at it and learn about this team, because I think a lot of Rams fans are getting pumped.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that September is just going to be massive between Wyoming, BYU comes to town.
Yeah, yeah.
You have Ag Day in there, of course, as well. I think CSU probably will set some program attendance records early on.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I'm really looking forward to that one. Kevin, always appreciate your insight, man, and you know, getting into this season and learning more about CSU, and we'll have the return of Rams Weekly coming up next month, too, so I know we'll game plan on that, but we've got a ton of stuff ready to go, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Really excited to get going again.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Texter here from the 970. I agree with your producer slash co-host. He is not a co-host. He's barely a producer.
Co-host.
About the Pac-12. It should be called the LAC-12. Is that what you said? Did you say that?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to say that now.
No, it's the Conference of Champions. You can't do that for the Conference of Champions.
Well, the LAC-12 is a conference that lacking in championships.
Well, they're the Conference of Champions. Well, champions, they've won championships. They've won Pac-12 championships. Pac-12 teams have won.
That doesn't count.
It's a championship. Is
like
it not a championship?
Actual championships. You beat the rest of the nation.
I'm just saying. You said they have lack of championships. They've won championships.
Yeah, but like I'm talking about legit ones, and yes, they have won legit ones in the Division II or club teams. They've had a couple of national people, like one out of Oregon.
Man, that Wyoming CSU game is going to be like they're not in the same conference anymore. But there's more hate in this game than I think ever before, because you know Wyoming fans are like think you're better than us, like more than ever. I think there's always been that feeling. From Wyoming? Like, CSU thinks they're better than us?
They are.
Why? They weren't. They lost by 4 touchdowns last year. They got shut out.
When's
so they're not.
Overall, if we're looking at body of work, CSU has done more in the existence of CSU than Wyoming has in the history of Wyoming.
I mean, the series is CSU 60 to 52.
Yeah, but I'm talking about also top 25s. The Rams have been ranked in the top 25 a lot under Sonny Lubick. What about Wyoming?
Yeah, you probably might have a point there. But I wasn't talking about CSU, like Wyoming saying that CSU thinks they're better than them at football. I think there's like this feeling of, oh, you just think you're better than us overall. Like your school, your new shiny stadium, and now you leave us to go to the Pac-12.
Yeah, it's a Fort Collins thing, though.
I think if I'm Wyoming, I'm chomping at the bit for this game. And I want to beat the hell out of them if I'm Wyoming.
And I think we should give kudos to that texter right there for the excellent pun.
Was that a pun?
LAC-12,
yeah.
Pac-12.
Yeah. Is that a pun?
It was pretty punny.
Is that punny?
I gotta say, I'm going to use that from now on. That texter is awesome.
Every time you say it, I will just say Conference of Champions. So
can we give that texter a name?
Texter. Texter, write in your name. Write in your name. What is your nickname? Michael would like to know it.
We'll
if
see.
If you text the show and you don't... The old rule used to be if you text the show and don't give us a nickname... Our old producer, who was amazing, would nickname you. It's having something to do with your first ever text. I cannot stress how great Colfax was as a producer. Just really good.
He was good.
Yeah, yeah. So good. It's hard to find those kind of producers anymore. You know what I mean?
You have a co-host.
Well, no. We'll talk about that later. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap up hour number one. Top stories of the day. I got an interesting one, too, about the Colorado Buffaloes that we'll get into. Taysom Hill, Bill Belichick news, and the WNBA. Again. You're just awful. We'll be right back.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.